Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Indianapolis today to speak with a historically black sorority. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Harris is a member of the oldest historically black sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. Voters in Indiana haven't backed a Democratic presidential candidate in nearly 16 years, but Harris is hoping that women of color will turn out at the polls in huge numbers and cast their votes for her. Harris's campaign chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, released a memo today pointing out that support among women, non-white, and younger voters is critical to Harris's success. Following her Indiana visit today, Harris heads to Houston, Texas, to speak at the National Convention of the American Federation of Teachers, which endorsed Harris on Monday. Donna Water, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Middle East expert John Alterman at the Center of Strategic and International Studies says Benjamin Netanyahu wants to make a case to Congress.
I can imagine if the congressional address differs a lot from what people have been telegraphing, which is that it's going to be a sort of consensus-driven, good behavior, how much we're cooperating kind of talk, that if Netanyahu who turned sharply critical of the White House in his congressional address, there could be some scheduling problems getting the meetings he wants at the White House the next day.
The Israeli leader's speech Wednesday comes as the Biden administration is urging him to focus on closing a deal ending the devastating nine-month war in Gaza. Netanyahu is assured a warm welcome from Republican lawmakers who arranged for his appearance in the House chamber, but many Democrats plan to boycott his appearance. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan is preparing for a strong typhoon that worsened monsoon rains in the Philippines, killing 13. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Typhoon Gayami already worsened seasonal rains in the Philippines, where over a dozen people have died. The typhoon had winds of 113 mph, and heavy rain was falling in much of the island. Gayami did not make landfall in the Philippines, but enhanced its seasonal monsoon rains. At least a dozen landslides and floods over 5 days have displaced 600,000 people in the Philippines. The downpour swelled a major river in the eastern fringes of the Manila region, and the current swept away furniture and a steel cargo container. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday nominated four members of the main opposition party to a new cabinet that he promised in response to nationwide protests.
For the last 1 month, I have led the government in engaging and listening to citizens from all walks of life as they express themselves in different forums and on various platforms.
Young protesters behind 6 weeks of demonstrations that forced Ruto to withdraw $2.7 billion in tax hikes had already voiced opposition to a unity government. They said a deal between the rival camps would only perpetuate a tradition of leaders co-opting the opposition with jobs and perks while the population sees no benefit.
I have this to say to Kenyans. I have heard you, and I have heard you clearly.
He also said he would be proposing amendments to anti-corruption and public procurement laws. At least 42 Ugandan youths have been charged after taking part in a banned rally against corruption. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Protesters had marched in the capital Kampala against what they say is widespread embezzlement and misuse of government funds. A charge sheet produced by the court outlined various offenses, including being idle and disorderly and being a common nuisance. The suspects pleaded not guilty and were ordered to return to court at different dates between July 30th and August 6th. New York-based Human Rights Watch said the arrests demonstrated the government of President Yoweri Museveni's lack of respect for people's rights to protest and express themselves. A police spokesperson did not answer repeated calls for comment.
David Doyle from Reuters. FBI Director Christopher Wray is set to testify about the Bureau's investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump on Wednesday. Lawmakers at a congressional hearing are likely to press Wray for fresh details about the gunman's motive and background in the July 13th attack in Butler, Pennsylvania. I'm Christina Menenti. VO.